sound familiar? Do you know if you read this yesterday?
This? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't remember him doing Billy the Kid.
I remember him saying, Alonzo was to dance virtually blind for most of her career.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we did it.
But honestly, what I would suggest, if we're able to do so, is that we go ahead and just for coverage, get it again, because yesterday we did have a teleprompter and more equipment in the room.
Okay.
Perhaps we should, go however it feels most comfortable to you.
Do you mind if we do it again?
I don't mind at all, but I've never talked about this text with you because there are changes I'm fretting about.
All right, yes. Let's just go through the changes quickly.
Okay, this first line in the second paragraph.
Yes, sir.
Look at what it says. Later, she chose a wide 38 or something. He just made.
We are recording. If everybody will just settle in, and it's all yours.
This is a voiceover recording. Bill Anderson commencing with Alicia Alonzo. Take one.
The Cuban ballerina Alicia Alonzo, who combined romantic spirit and virtuoso technique, formed with Igor Yuskevich one of the magical partnerships of modern times. Their appearance together at the gala...
I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you. When you lean forward, your lavalier is up against the table. I can hear a crackle. Would you move it up on his side, please?
Right.
Sound speed.
Dr. Livingston, voiceover, Alicia Alonzo, this is take two.
The Cuban ballerina, Alicia Alonzo, who combined romantic spirit and virtuoso technique, formed with Igor Yuskevich one of the magical partnerships of modern times. Their appearance together at the gala was a highlight of the dance celebration. Ms. Alonso was born in Havana and began ballet there at the Sociedad Pro Arte Musical. She studied with Alexandra Fedorova, the School of American Ballet, Ludmila Scholar, Anatole Vilsack, Enrico Zanfretta, Leon Fokine.
Stop and pick up again with Leon Fokine.
Okay, Enrico Zanfretta, Leon Fokine. What have I done?
Just start again with she studied with.
She studied with Alexandra Fedorova, the School of American Ballet, Ludmila Scholar, Anatole Vilsack, Enrico Zanfretta, Leon Fokine, and later with Vera Volkova in London. She first appeared professionally in musicals, in Great Lady and Stars in Your Eyes, then in Ballet Caravan in 1939, where she had her first big role in Eugene Loring's Billy the Kid. Alonzo starred in the most important American companies of the period, Ballet Theater, now the American Ballet Theater, throughout the 40s and 50s?
It's not the...
I put it in.
It's okay.
Okay. Back to where?
Miss Alonzo starred.
All right. Miss Alonzo starred in the most important American companies of the period. Ballet Theater, now American Ballet Theater, throughout the 40s and 50s, and Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo in the 1950s. Her repertoire included most of the classic roles, such as Giselle, Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, Don Quixote, The Nutcracker, and The Bluebird Pas de Deux. She also danced other major ballets of the time, often working with the choreographers themselves, in Anthony Tudor's Lilac Garden, Romeo and Juliet, and Undertow, in Agnes DeMille's Fall River Legend, in Balanchine's Theme and Variations, Apollo, and Waltz Academy, in Michael Fokine's Les Sylphides, in Anton Dolin's Pas de Quatre, Leonid Massine's Aleko, and Bronislava Nijinska's Schumann Concerto. Earlier in her career, Miss Alonso underwent eye surgery. She was forced to remain in bed for 3 months without moving her head. Having a remarkable memory and a great force of will, she mentally reviewed other ballerinas' performances in Giselle, evaluating what might suit her in order to prepare.
I'm sorry. Start again with having a remarkable memory.
Having a remarkable memory and a great force of will, she mentally reviewed other ballerinas' performances in Giselle, evaluating what might suit her in order to prepare for her own...
It's all right.
Another... Start over.
I'm going to ask you... Stop, please. I'm Dr. Livingston with Alicia. This is take three.
Early in her career, Ms. Alonso underwent eye surgery. She was forced to remain in bed for 3 months without moving her head. Having a remarkable memory and a great force of will, she mentally reviewed other ballerinas' performances in Giselle, evaluating what might suit her in order to prepare for her own debut in what was to be her most...
It's okay.
The last line.
I'm going to suggest something else, and that is, since this is voiceover, don't project so much. Make it a bit more intimate. A little quiet.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I think I am making a little speech.
Well, it's okay. Let's quiet down, because this is the companion to the viewers whispering in his ear.
Oh, nicely put. Exactly. Very nicely put.
Okay. Hold on a second. Are you ready?
Yeah, where do we go? Early in her career.
Early in her career.
All right.
Hold on, please. Resuming Dr. Livingston, this is take four.
Early in her career, Ms. Alonso underwent eye surgery. She was forced to remain in bed for 3 months without moving her head. Having a remarkable memory and a great force of will, she mentally reviewed other ballerinas' performances in Giselle, evaluating what might suit her in order to prepare for her own debut in what was to be ultimately her favorite and greatest role. Her colleague, Nora Kay, who learned the role about the same time, remarked, Alice would look at a romantic lithograph...
Alicia, not Alice. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Just start with her colleague, yes.
Her colleague, Nora Kay, who learned the role about the same time, remarked, Alicia would look at a romantic lithograph and see herself. I would look at the same lithograph, and that's what I'd see, a lithograph. She was a great one. Alonso was to dance virtually blind for most of her career. Yuskevich and other colleagues became adept at sending her little signals about where to move. At the dance celebration gala in Austin, during curtain calls, he was clearly more involved with talking her through the bows than with receiving the audience's standing ovations himself. During a hiatus of ballet theater season in 1948, she returned to Cuba, at first with a number of ballet theater dancers, to form the company that would later become the National Ballet of Cuba, of which she remains the artistic director. She has made many guest appearances abroad, and was the first ballerina from the Western Hemisphere to be invited as a guest artist to the USSR, where she danced Giselle and Swan Lake with great success in 1957-58. Between 1960 and 1975, she made no appearances in America because of tensions between the United States and the Cuban government. After that, She and Yuskevich had several reunions in America and Cuba, where crowds of fans besieged him. In 1982, at the time of the dance celebration, there was considerable concern and suspense over whether the U.S. State Department would allow her to enter the country. It finally did so.
Please hold for one moment. Speedy?
Voiceover, Dr. Livingston, commencing with Jack Anderson.
Veteran dance critic for the New York Times since 1978 and New York correspondent for The Dancing Times, Jack Anderson led a panel discussion on the Ballet Russe companies for the UT Dance Celebration. Among his books are The One and Only, The Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, 1981, for which he received the Torre Bueno Prize for Dance Books. Others included Ballet and Modern Dance, A Concise History, and the American Dance Festival. And he was also co-editor of Merce Cunningham, Dancing in Space and Time. Born in Milwaukee and educated at Northwestern University, Indiana University, and the University of California at Berkeley, Mr. Anderson has also contributed to such publications as Dance Magazine and Ballet Review. He is a published poet and edited an anthology of 20th century poetry.
Start again with he was. Well, he is.
A published poet?
Yeah.
In your eye, you catch every little turgivization. He is a published poet and edited an anthology of 20th century poetry on dance as an issue of the monograph series Dance Perspectives. He is co-founder and co-editor with George Doris of the scholarly journal Dance Chronicle, and he has taught dance criticism at Connecticut College and at the New School for Social Research in New York City.
Yes, sir.
Thomas Armour.
Yes, sir. Just keep going.
Thomas Armour was born in Florida and received his ballet training from the renowned Russian expatriate teachers Olga Preobrazhenka. You want to try that again?
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Armour was born in Florida and received his ballet training from the renowned Russian expatriate teachers Olga Preobrazhenka. Preobrazhenka and Lubov Egorova. Thomas, ready?
Yes.
Thomas Armour was born in Florida and received his ballet training from the renowned Russian expatriate teachers, Olga Preobrazhenka.
I'm sorry, would you do that again, please?
I did it perfectly, almost.
Florida,
and received his ballet training from the renowned Russian expatriate teachers, Olga Preobrazhenka and Lubov Egorova in Paris. Between 1931 and 1941, he danced with the Ballet Russe de Monte. Is that the name of it? Ballet Russe de Monte?
No, it's Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo. Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon. It is an error.
Okay. Start with the second paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Between 1931 and 1941, he danced with the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo and other companies of the time. That's bad. Let me do that again.
Okay.
Between 1931 and 1941, he danced with the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo and other companies of the time. With the Second World War and his service in the U.S. military intelligence, his dancing career came to an end. But he returned to Florida, where he founded a dance school and created the Miami Ballet Company. I better do that one again.
but, we'll start with but he returned.
But he returned to Florida, where he founded a dance school and created the Miami Ballet Company, now the Thomas Armour Youth Ballet. He continued as artistic director emeritus until his death in May 2006 at the age of 97.
Now let me hold you for a moment. Would you be sure to take a very brief pause between paragraphs, because we may want to let the...
Start with Ann.
We are speeding.
No, let's start with between.
Between, okay. Ready?
Ready.
Go ahead.
Between 1931 and 1941, he danced with the Ballet Rouge de Monte Carlo and other companies of the time. With the Second World War and his service in the U.S. military intelligence, his dancing career came to an end. But he returned to Florida, where he founded a dance school and created... Shut up. Go... Wait or start over?
We can stop and wait, see. We're going to start again with between 1931.
Between 1931 and 1941, he danced with the Ballet Rouge de Monte Carlo and with other companies of the time. With the Second World War and his service in the U.S. military intelligence, his dancing career came to an end. But he returned to Florida, where he founded a dance school and created the Miami Ballet Company, now the Thomas Armour Youth Ballet. He continued as artistic director emeritus until his death in May 2006 at the age of 97. Interruption. Is it Barzil or Barzel?
Barzel.
Barzel. Ann Barzel. Having studied with a wide range of teachers from Adolph Baum and Michel Fokine to modern dance choreographer Doris Humphrey, and having received her education from the University of Chicago, Ann Barzel has been a dance critic and historian for many years for the Chicago Times, the Chicago American, Dance News, Dance Index, and Dance Magazine. She is also well known for her private collection of ballet films, a selection of which she showed and discussed at the dance celebration. She and her films were recently seen in the popular 2006 film, Les Ballets Russes.
By the way, I think it is well that when you start a new person, you say their name and then take a breath and then start.
Didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, but to begin with, you were saying the name, and now I'm saying the
name. I'd rather you did it.
Yeah. Okay, it is Lucia, or Lucia.
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 Lucia, okay. Ready?
Yes.
Lucia Chase. One of the founders, the longtime director, and for a period the sole financial support of Ballet Theatre, now American Ballet Theatre, Lucia Chase was born to a Lucia Chase, one of the founders, the longtime director, and for a period, the sole financial support of Ballet Theatre, now American Ballet Theatre, Lucia Chase was born to a well-to-do Connecticut family. She made a late start in dancing, but studied with Mikhail Bordkin and a host of important dance figures, and became a principal dancer, performing Giselle and La Fille Malgarde in the Mordkin Ballet, the forerunner of Ballet Theatre. She knew Igor Yuskevich at Ballet Theatre, where she remained director until 1980. She created the role of eldest sister in Anthony Tudor's Pillar of Fire, and she also appeared in mime roles. At the dance celebration, she took part in the Ballet Theatre panel. The late Ms. Chase was a recipient of the Capezio Dance Award and the New York City's Handel Medallion. Yvonne Chouteau. That's not quite right.
Yeah.
Ivan Shuto. One of the five celebrated Oklahoma Native Indian ballerinas, which included Marie and Marjorie Tallchief.
I'm sorry, it's Maria.
But
Marie. It's okay.
Okay. Yvonne Chouteau, one of the five celebrated Oklahoma Native American ballerinas, which included Maria and Marjorie Tallchief, Rosella Hightower, and Muslin Larkin.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll go again. And quietly.
Quietly.
Yeah, don't project.
Okay. Starting again, Yvonne Chouteau, one of the five Oklahoma Native American ballerinas, which included Marie and Marjorie Tallchief.
No, it's Maria.
God bless me.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
We need him. One of the five celebrated Oklahoma Native American ballerinas, which included Maria and Marjorie Tallchief, Rosalie Hightower, mm-hmm. and Moselin Larkin.
No, it's Rosella.
Seven times.
Well, we are speeding. Go ahead and take your time whenever you're ready, Dr. Livingston.
Yvonne Chouteau, one of the five celebrated Oklahoma Native American ballerinas, which included Maria and Marjorie Tallchief, Rosella Hightower, and Moselin Larkin. Yvonne Chouteau studied with Ludmilla Cholar and Anatole Vilsack, among others, winning... I'm not doing that well.
That's all right.
Let's go again.
Sure.
One of the five celebrated Oklahoma Native American ballerinas, which included Maria and Marjorie Tallchief, Rosella Hightower, and Moselin Larkin, Yvonne Chouteau studied with Ludmilla Cholar and Anatole Vilsack, among others, winning a scholarship to Balanchine's School of American Ballet. At the age of 14, she joined the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo and rose to ballerina status with the title role of Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. She and her husband, Miguel Tarakov. I got hangled up on the Miguel,
mm-hmm.
which I'd already, Miguel Tarakov. That's not so.
We'll start again at the age.
All right. At the age of 14, she joined the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo and rose to ballerina status with the role of Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. She and her husband, Miguel Tarakov, went to the University of Oklahoma in 1961 as artists in residence, and they stayed on to found the dance program. Both appeared in the 2006 film Les Ballets Russes.
No, start again with both appeared.
With where?
Both appeared. Just that sentence over again. Both appeared.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
You mean like the 2006?
No.
What shall I say, 2006?
Is it comfortable for
you? Yeah, it's fine.
Yes, do so.
You know, society hadn't settled on these things yet.
No.
That's all right. Both appeared in the 2006 film Les Ballets Russes. Ms. Chouteau participated in the Ballet Russe panel at the dance celebration. William Como, editor-in-chief of Dance Magazine from 1970 until his passing in 1989, William Como was a well-known figure in the dance world. He graduated from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City and rose from advertising manager of Dance Magazine in 1954 to be its editor-in-chief, while also publishing the magazine After Dark.
I'll drink to that. Okay.
Leon Donilian. Internationally known for roles ranging from virtuoso to comic, New York native Leon Donilian made his debut with the Mordkin Ballet, having studied with Mikhail Mordkin, Michel Fokine, Anthony Tudor, and Igor Shvetsov. He joined Ballet Theatre as a charter member in 1939 and became a premier danseur with the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo in 1943, where he met Igor Yuskevich. His roles included the works of Mikhail Fokine.
All right. We'll start with his roles.
Start there.
His roles.
Okay. His roles included the works of Mikhail Fokine. Mikhail Fokine. Michel Fokine?
It's the Avenue Foch that's got.
Yeah, that's what did it. Fauché.
Or is that Touche or Fauché?
Touche, Le Fauché. Oh.
2 points.
His roles included works by Michel Fokine, Leonid Massine, Eugene Loring, and George Balanchine. He danced Massine's famous role of the Peruvian in the choreographer's Gay Parisien. A guest artist with Les Ballets des Champs-Élysées and the San Francisco Ballet, he went on to direct the American Ballet Theatre School in 1967-80. And he also taught at the University. I see.
It's all right.
That is a real subtlety, isn't it?
Yeah.
A guest artist with Les Ballets des Champs-Élysées and the San Francisco Ballet, he went on to direct the American Ballet Theatre School in 1967-80, and he also taught at the New York Conservatory of Dance. He gave a master class at the Dance Celebration, and the next year he became head of UT's dance program in 1983, succeeding Igor Yuskevich. He was then named Professor Emeritus for his remaining years. Alexandra Danilova, the scintillating and elegant, Alexandra Danilova. Alexandra Danilova, the scintillating and elegant ballerina, was an ambassador of ballet wherever she went. She always gave her best, even in small-town America, saying there might be some future artist in the audience. She combined training in the great tradition of Tsarist Russia's Mariinsky. Oh, it's a Mariinsky theater.
Yeah. She combined.
Right. She combined training in the great tradition of Tsarist Russia's Mariinsky Theater with dancing the most advanced contemporary ballet repertoire. She sometimes partnered with Igor Yuskevich in the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo. Later, she was an important faculty member of Georges Balanchine's School of American Ballet, where she passed down the heritage of the Mariinsky Theater until she retired in 1989. Madame Danilova.
No.
Wow. Madame Danilova.
No.
Madame Danilova. It is.
Danilova.
Madame Danilova.
Okay.
Madame Danilova, as she was respectfully called, except when she was called Shura, a Russian nickname for Alexandra, was born in Peterhof? We'd better say Peterhof. Madame Danilova, as she was respected.
May I suggest that you emphasize the Madame?
Madame.
You? because you are going to explain why she was always called.
What did I say, Madame?
Yeah, you
Madame.
Yeah, I think you should emphasize it.
I think you're right. Madame Danilova, as she was respectfully called, except when she was called Shura, a Russian nickname for Alexandra, was born in Peterhof, Russia, and trained at the renowned Imperial Ballet School in St. Petersburg. She graduated into the Ballet of the Mariinsky Theater, now also called the Kirov Ballet. In 1924, she, along with Balanchine and other colleagues, made a daring escape to Europe, where she and Balanchine, then informally married, joined the famous Ballet Rouge de Serge Diaghilev. Balanchine created the role of Terpsichore in Apollo with her in mind. She became ballerina of Colonel de Basel's Ballet Russe and later Serge Denham's Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo from 1938 to 1952, creating the major roles in Balanchine's La Somnambula and The Triumph of Neptune and Leonid Massine's witty Gaie Parisienne, Le Beau Danube et Le Boutique Fantastique. Massine described Madame Danilova's stage presence as champagne. Known for her wit, on stage and off, she was outstanding in Coplia.
It's Coplia.
What is it?
Coplia.
Misspelled.
I beg your pardon, it is Coplia. Is it not? Or is it Coplia? Let's do it both ways.
Chicken. Coplia.
I think it's Coplia, but let's do it both ways.
Yeah, let's do it both ways. Let's do one with Coplia and one with Coplia.
And the first one is Coplia.
Coplia.
Yeah, Coplia.
Coplia. I believe that is so, but I don't know at this moment for certain. Coplia. Coplia. We'll
tap both. Okay. How far do you want me to go before we go back and renew?
To the end of O Captain. Okay. To the end of the paragraph.
All right. Known for her wit, on stage and off, she was danced. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Known for her wit, on stage and. I think Coplia will never make it. Out of gas?
No, we're good now. You can continue.
Does her on the being on the phone bother us?
It's okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. Known for her wit, on stage and off, she was outstanding in Coplia.
I'm sorry.
Okay? All right.
Take a shot. Okay. And whenever you're ready, sir.
Ready?
Ready.
Known for her wit, on stage and off, she was outstanding in Coplia, as well as in Swan Lake, The Nutcracker, Raimonda, and as Myrta in Giselle. Later she created an ensemble called Great Moments of Ballet, with which she toured widely, and in 1958 she danced and acted in the Broadway musical O Captain.
Okay, we'll do it again with a Coplia.
Known for her wit, on stage and off, she was outstanding in Coplia, as well as in Swan Lake, The Nutcracker, Raimonda, and as Myrta in Giselle. Later, she created an ensemble called Great Moments of Ballet, with which she toured widely. And in 1958, she danced and acted in the Broadway musical O Captain. She also became choreographer at... She also became choreographer at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. She was recipient of the Capezio Dance Award. That's bad.
All right.
She also became choreographer at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. She was recipient of the Capezio Dance Award and the Dance Magazine Award. And in 1989, she became the first dancer who was not also a choreographer to receive the prestigious Kennedy Center honors. Her book, Shura, the memoirs of Alexandra Danilova, came out in 1986. During the dance celebration, she served on the Ballet Russe panel, spoke at the gala, and taught a master class, where she said, in demonstrating a reverence for the stage, "I always think of..."
I'm sorry, could we hold for just a moment? Bells are ringing again.
Bells again.
Oh, bells. Tintinabulating again, are they?
Also, we had discussed pronouncing it reverence.
We did talk about that, didn't we? Well, you say it's reverence. What is it?
The French pronunciation.
Huh?
What's the French pronunciation?
Well, we have to have accents on the first two E's, then, I presume. It's reverence. Pretty heavy for this.
Yeah. Can you say it lightly?
Could you say reverence? You don't want reverence. Huh? So it's a French title. Well, we ought to have the A-A-A, reverence. We can say reverence, reverence.
Yes.
Reverence.
Reverence, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, starting with during. Are you ready for
here
us?
Here you go.
Okay.
During the dance celebration, she served on the Ballet Russe panel, spoke at the gala, and taught a master class, where she said, in demonstrating a reverence for the stage, "I always think of it like the Asian from the mind, from the lips, and from the heart. If you think of from the heart, you will always do the movement right."
May I suggest we take it over again and take a bit of a pause before you say, "if you think of it from the heart." You know, emphasize that a bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of...
I'm still not happy with my reverence.
Well, do you want to try reverence?
Well, I don't know what the vocabulary of the dance fraternity is.
But in a larger sense, she's demonstrating her reverence for the stage.
Well, we can say that if it's legitimate.
But it's used as a noun.
Oh, really? Okay.
It what?
It's used as a noun. Like,
verb. Well, reverence is a noun.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's try reverence, okay? Because it seems a bit mannered.
Oh, I agree. Mannered's the word.
Yeah.
Smartass, kind of.
Because it certainly was, clearly.
Mm-hmm. But,
that's
okay.
That's an attitude.
Let's try it. Ready?
Yeah.
During the dance celebration, she served on the Ballet Russe panel, spoke at the gala, and taught a master class, where she said, in demonstrating a reverence for the stage, "I always think of it like the Asian, from the mind, from the lips, from the heart. If you think of from the heart, you will always do the movement right." Agnes DeMille. Agnes DeMille was a choreographer and author, was a foremost spokeswoman for the arts. Born in New York City, she graduated from the University of California. She studied dance with a distinguished array of teachers, including Theodore Kosloff, Marie Rambert, Lydia Sokolova, Anthony Tudor, Edward Caton, and Tamara Kozabina. In the 30s, Miss DeMille...
No.
In the 30s, Miss DeMille gave dance concerts of her modern dance-influenced ballets throughout the United States and Europe. I don't like that. Let me try that again.
Okay.
In the 30s, Miss DeMille... Miss DeMille gave dance concerts of her modern dance-influenced ballets throughout the United States and Europe, and was named a choreographer for ballet theater at its inception in 1939. Her ballet for its first season was Black Ritual, for what was planned as an all-black wing of the company. For ballet theater, she also created the tragic Fall River Legend, the comedic Three Virgins and a Devil, and the satiric Tally Ho. One of her most widely known ballets is Rodeo, which she made for the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo in 1942. Her work has been the repertoire of the Joffrey Ballet, the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, and many other companies. Miss Ballet's, oh my. One of her most widely known ballets is Rodeo, which she made for the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo in 1942. Her work has been in the repertoire of the Joffrey Ballet, the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, and many other companies. Miss DeMille's Broadway choreography was also highly successful. It included Oklahoma, One Touch of Venus, Bloomer Girl, and Brigadoon, for which she received a Tony Award.
No, we're going to go on. In other words, that sentence.
Oh, it's a comma. Yes, it's a comma, isn't it?
So, let's take it again from one of her most widely known.
Let's have another look here. The sentence is, Miss DeMille's Broadway choreographer was also highly successful. It included Oklahoma, One Touch of Venus, Bloomer Girl, for which she received a Tony Award, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which she also directed, Paint Your Wagon, in the, 110,
yeah.
In the Shade, and Carousel. Okay, it's a matter of tilt and touch.
It's a hard sentence, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So one of her most... One of her most widely known ballets is Rodeo, which she made for the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo in 1942. Her work has been in the repertoire of the Joffrey Ballet, the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, and many other companies. Miss DeMille's Broadway choreography was also highly successful. It included Oklahoma, One Touch of Venus, Bloomer Girl, Brigadoon, for which she received the Tony Award, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which she also directed, Paint Your Wagon, 110 in the Shade, and Carousel. She also choreographed occasionally for films, such as Romeo and Juliet and Oklahoma. She wrote and narrated television programs. She was president of the Society of Stage Directors.
Okay.
She wrote and narrated television programs, was president of the Society of Stage Directors and Choreographers, and she received a number of awards and degrees. Her many writings include autobiographical accounts and other books on dance. A late book called Reprieve told of her recovery from a debilitating stroke. Her long association with Igor Yuskevich began in 1942 at the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo. At the dance celebration, she spoke on dance in America and on Igor's career. She continued to be very active until she passed away in 1993.
Could we get that last sentence again, please?
Could
we get the last sentence?
Last sentence.
Last sentence? She continued. Is recording it?
Yes, sir.
She continued to be very active until she passed away in 1993. Marilyn Hunt. Marilyn Hunt. Marilyn Hunt. Marilyn Hunt. I just
was
waiting
I
for
sleep?
You to...
Was I sleeping?
No, yeah, you were sleeping.
I beg your pardon.
Marilyn Hunt is a veteran dance writer for many publications, such as the Independent newspaper in London, Ballet Review, and Dance Chronicle. She was also
She was also editor of Dance Magazine.
Let's leave out that as well, huh?
Yep.
I'm rustling, though. Are you starting with Marilyn Hunt?
Yes, sir.
Marilyn Hunt. Marilyn Hunt is a veteran dance writer for many publications, such as the Independent newspaper in London, Ballet Review, and Dance Chronicle. She was also a former editor of Dance Magazine, and in that role she interviewed Igor Yuskevich at some length and wrote extensively about him. She has an MA in art history from Columbia, took dance classes with Gloria Fokin and Marguerite Porter, and has been a staff member of the Guggenheim Museum in New York, as well as the dance collection of the New York Public Library. She is a past president of the Society of Dance History Scholars. At the dance celebration, she and Igor Yuskevich held an interview. At the dance celebration, she and Igor Yuskevich held an informal public interview. She took part in the panel on writing on dance, and she also participated in the Texas Institute for Dance Criticism workshop, looking at dance on film and video. She now divides her time between New York City and New Mexico, where she and Pueblo dance teacher Andrew Garcia have made a documentary film, Dancing from the Heart, about his family group of traditional dancers.
Okay.
Marceline Larkin. Is that probably Marceline? Marceline. Marceline.
Marceline.
Oh, here it is Marceline. In second line. Marceline Larkin.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there you are. Marceline Larkin. Along with Maria and Marjorie Tallchief, Yvonne Chouteau, and Rosella Hightower, Marceline Larkin is one of the five celebrated Oklahoma Native American ballerinas. She received her early training from her... She received her early training from her Russian mother and later from Anatole Vilsack, Vincenzo Celli, and Mikhail Mortkin, all in New York. She danced as a principal with both Colonel de Basel's original Ballet Russe and the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, and also toured with Alexandra Danilova in the Great Moments of Ballet. With her husband, Roman Jasinski, Miss Larkin founded what was to become the Tulsa Ballet Theater. A member of the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, she has worked extensively with Native American children in Oklahoma. For the dance celebration, she taught a master class. So much for Marceline. Robert Lindgren. Robert Lindgren was born in Victoria, British Columbia, and received his dance training from... Robert Lindgren was born in Victoria, British Columbia, and received his
How about let's cut out the word dance? That's his training.
Oh, I like to dance.
Okay.
And since we're here,
I'm ready. All right, the question is Robert Lindgren ready? Robert Lindgren. Robert Lindgren was born in Victoria, British Columbia, and received his dance training from Dorothy Wilson, June Roper, Anatole Vilsack, Olga Preobrazhenskaya, and Igor Shvetsov. In 1942, Mr. Lindgren joined the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, dancing in Scheherazade, Prince Igor, the Red Poppy, and Rodeo, among others. He has since been featured with American Ballet Theatre in the classical repertoire and in such ballets as Anthony Tudor's Pillar of Fire and Romeo and Juliet, and also with the New York City Ballet. He partnered Alexandra Danilova on tour with her Great Moments of Ballet. Married to Sonia Tiven, Mr. Lindgren was the first dean of the School of Dance at the North Carolina School of the Arts, remaining in that place for more than 20 years, and was then the first director of the North Carolina Dance Theater. He was president of the School of American Ballet from 1987 to 1990.
He was president again.
He was president of the School of American Ballet, 1987 to 1991, and he taught a master class during the dance celebration.
Will you say this word really quickly on the, like, the fourth line down?
I can't hear.
It's the ballets. After Mr. Lindgren joined the ballet Russe in Monte Carlo, dancing in Shahrazad.
Well, it isn't, I don't think. I think it's Scheherazade. I think this is misspelled.
Yeah, okay. Correct. You are right.
You want to repeat it?
No. Oliver Smith.
So we're okay, we're ready.
Uh-huh, we're okay.
Oliver Smith. The late designer Oliver Smith was born in Wisconsin. For many years, he served as co-director of ballet theater with Lucia Chase, contributing his own visual acuity, his taste, and his sense. I think there should be commas
there.
Comma
there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, it's a nice sentence. The late designer Oliver Smith was born in Wisconsin. For many years, he served as co-director of ballet theater with Lucia Chase, contributing his visual acuity, his taste, and his sense of the large picture. His distinguished ballet productions included Agnes de Mille's Rodeo for Ballet Russe and Fall River Legend for the ballet. His distinguished ballet productions included Agnes de Mille's Rodeo for Ballet Russe and Fall River Legend for Ballet Theater, Jerome Robbins's Fancy Free, Interplay, The Age of Anxiety, and Les Noces, Michael Kidd's On Stage, and David Blair's fondly remembered 1967 American Ballet Theater production of Swan Lake. He designed a series of much admired productions, receiving Tony Awards for West Side Story, Baker Street, My Fair Lady, The Sound of Music, Beckett, Camelot, and Hello, Dolly. He was also the recipient of the New York Drama Critics Awards and the New York City's Handel Medallion, among other recognitions. For the dance celebration, he took part in the panel on American Ballet Theater and conducted an informal session with student designers. Walter Terry, a New York City native, received his BA in drama from the University of North Carolina and took dance classes with a wide variety of teachers. He was a dance critic for over 40 years with the Boston Herald, New York Herald Tribune, Saturday Review, and elsewhere. The author of numerous books, including I Was There, an anthology of reviews, The Dance in America, and several dance biographies.
Would you do that one again?
Yeah, it's messy. I do have a good ear for my mistakes.
You do.
Where do we start?
The author?
The author of numerous books, including I Was There, an anthology of reviews, The Dance in America, and several dance biographies. He also contributed to the Encyclopedia Britannica and other publications, and was recipient of the Capizio Dance Award in 1980. At the dance celebration, he took part in the panel on writing about dance, and he led the panel on American Ballet Theater. Sally Wilson. A native of Fort Worth, Sally Wilson studied dance with the choreographer Anthony Tudor. That's bad. I'm putting an H in Anthony.
All right.
A A native of Fort Worth, Sally Wilson studied dance with the choreographer Anthony Tudor, as well as with Margaret Kraske and Edward Caton. A fine dramatic dancer, at ballet theater she performed A fine dramatic dancer. No. A fine dramatic dancer. At ballet theater, she performed Tudor's gala performance and his Pillar of Fire, as well as DeMille's Fall River Legend and Three Virgins and a Devil.
Let's have it one more time.
All right. Let's start over. A native of Fort Worth, Sally Wilson studied dance with the choreographer Anthony Tudor, as well as with Margaret Kraske and Edward Caton. A fine dramatic dancer, at ballet theater, she performed Tudor's gala performance and his Pillar of Fire, as well as DeMille's Fall River Legend and Three Virgins and a Devil. At the New York City Ballet, she created the role of Mary Stuart in Martha Graham's portion. At the New York City Ballet, she created the role of Mary Stuart.
No, one more.
At the New York City Ballet, she danced with Martha Graham's portion of the 1959 episode.
What happened to Mary Stuart?
We cut it out.
We did?
Mm-hmm. If we want to put it back in, we can.
Well, I don't see. Why did we cut it out, I wonder?
Because it didn't read.
Messing up Stuart and Graham, maybe?
Maybe.
We can do it both ways.
All right. How do you want it?
The way that we had suggested doing it before was she danced with Martha Graham's portion of the 1959 episodes.
She danced with. Well, I rather like it created the role if we can get in it without stumbling.
No, let's do it.
Let's try it. Ready?
All right.
At the New York City Ballet, she created the role of Mary Stuart in Martha Graham's portion of the 1959 episodes. She is important in the staging and coaching of Tudor's ballets, and she gave a master class for the dance celebration.
Well done.
Thanks. Is it.
Voila.
That's it. Now they can bring the sweet cart.
Now
they can bring the sweet cart.
Before we get up, I think Jeremy would like to get some room tone.
I would definitely like to get the room tone.
A moment of silence.
Right. Because we didn't get it yesterday.
Room tone to fill in spaces.
Oh, I've heard that the other day and couldn't possibly understand what was going on.
Everybody will just sit very quietly, including you, Sharon, please.
Sharon?
Okay, I hear you.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'll let you know when. Okay, that should be fine.
Very good.